you know, dating is hard, relationships
yeah.
are stressful.
But I think, yeah, you add, I think social media has changed the game.
So, you know, I know you weren't on the same season of the show, but what is your trick to making it work this many years later? Because most couples after the show don't. I mean, most.
I think it's a little different for us because we didn't meet on the show.
Right.
It was a bit more organic how we met. And it was like the fact that we were on the show was secondary.
Yeah. But it helped that we're both on the show because then we had that commonality and we didn't have to like quiz each other on what was the show like, you know, this and that.
Because that happened. Like, I mean, we met right after your season, but like yeah. I had time to date after my seasons and it was like always a topic of conversation. And then it's like, well, do you want to date me or do you want to just know about the show? So you're right. It was nice when yeah. we met that it's like you pass all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the two things for me are communication and laughter. I make her laugh on a daily basis. That's like my goal. And like, even if she's mad at me, I try to like just tickle her or make her laugh. And that, you know, it makes everything easier and better, especially when you have to start throwing kids and a dog in the picture. Like
yeah.
life can be stressful. And then, you know, she's got multiple jobs and, you know, I got a couple of different jobs. So it's good to laugh and to, at the end of the night, we talk about our day, talk about what the next day is. So like
we're always on the same page.
Yeah,
that's cool. I love that. You can tell you guys have great chemistry still this many years later, so that's awesome. You know, if you were, obviously this is a huge hypothetical, but if you were to ever go, say you were on the show, yes, you know, you met on the show now, present day in 2021 yeah. in Bachelor in Paradise or something like that, do you think you would have gravitated to each other and worked?
I think we definitely would have I mean, the fact that we randomly met, met through a mutual friend, Jesse, who was on my season of The Bachelorette and her season of Bachelor Pad. You know, like we met and we had an instant connection, and so much so that when she was living in Dallas and I was living in Cape Cod, you know, we traveled back and forth a couple of different times, and literally 9 months later, I proposed to her. Like at least I knew her. Like, I was like, yeah. Oh yeah, she's special and she's going to be in my life.
So I think no matter the situation, I think we definitely would have found each other.
Figured yeah. it out some way or another, yeah. We're seeing from last season, I don't know if you watched Katie Thurston's season of Bachelorette, but we're seeing that her and Blake are kind of deciding where they should live right now. So what advice do you have for couples like that who are kind of figuring out who's giving up their hometown and how did you guys navigate that?
You know what's funny is I don't know that we ever really talked about it. I just decided that we were going to live here. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I was living in Dallas at the time, so it was a little bit of a different situation. I was ready to leave Dallas. I didn't know where I was ready to go. So, but prior to meeting Chris, I had said, like, I think this will be my last year on my lease. Like, I'm ready for something different. And then I met him. And so it just kind of rolled that way. But for Katie and Blake, I don't really know, like, how you navigate that. I guess you just have to... I'm a big pros and cons list person. So I don't know, like write it all out. Like, where does it make the most sense? And then, I mean, somebody's going to have to sacrifice and they just have to be okay with that.
Yeah.
And we travel back and forth to both places quite a bit, you know? Mm-hmm. And at least for me, it was like, all right, I love the Four Seasons. I can kind of sell her on this. And Dallas wasn't her hometown, you know, she's from yeah. Tennessee. So that made it a little bit easier. Right. I wasn't coming out of her hometown, mm-hmm. you know? That was kind of like just like a temporary stop after college.
Yeah. You know?
But again, I think it probably goes back to communication. You know, you don't want one person to regret the decision and then get upset that you made me move here or something like that. So you got to ensure
to get it all out on the table before the move is
yeah,
done. Yeah,
100% buy-in.
Totally. Totally. Yeah. Do you think it's harder for couples now after the show navigating real life?
Oh, 100%. I think like we didn't have social media was just
social
like
media. Yeah.
Just coming on the scene, and I know. For our seasons, like we weren't allowed to be on social media until the show had finished airing. Whereas now it's like a part of it.
And encouraged.
These contestants come off of the show with, you know, hundreds of thousands of followers and like this instant fame.
And every person they date, it's like, you know, like all these different sites, mm-hmm. you know, look into it. You know, what, I mean, they did like, Us Weekly did an article when we started dating, but it yeah. was like a nice article about it. And it wasn't like everywhere. You know what
yeah.
I mean? It wasn't like there's like a spyglass looking over you every single second of the day. And like, you know, dating is hard. Relationships yeah. are stressful.
But I think, yeah, I think social media has changed the game for sure.
Yeah.
Navigating after now, we talked about social media and all of that. How do you guys think couples should handle that now? How would you do it? Would you just get off social media?
It's hard though, because a lot of post-bachelor, bachelorette people rely on it for income.
Right.
You know, so it's kind of, it's kind of like that double-edged sword where you want to stay off it because you don't want people saying what's wrong with your relationship.
I mean, maybe it's just a matter of like turning off your DMs or turning off your comments. Like, I don't know, to just kind of like drown out some of that outside voice. I mean, people, we've seen like just how vicious people can be on social media. And unfortunately, like, I don't see that stopping anytime soon. So I think if you're not going to get off completely, maybe just find a way to silence the unwanted comments.